Scientists from SUNY Albany are designing the state's new weather detection system to be the most sophisticated in the country. In the second part of a series, Veronica Volk spoke with meteorologists about the system's technological advancements.
The New York State Messinet isn't the first of its kind. SUNY Albany is modeling much of the network after Oklahoma's. But New York's Messinet would be the most sophisticated developed so far. 17 of the 125 weather stations would be outfitted with laser technology, capable of recording atmospheric data up to 6 miles high. Why is that such a big deal? Because it's the biggest innovation to how that information is gathered in more than 100 years. Jason Franklin is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Buffalo. They're one of 3 sites across the state that uses weather balloons.
Twice a day, one staff member goes over to our shelter and fills up the balloon with helium and then attaches the instrumentation to it and then lets it go.
The instruments transmit data back down to the ground as they disappear into the atmosphere. The National Weather Service reports only about 20% of that equipment ever finds its way back home. Not only does this cost over $350,000 a year, Chris Thorncroft says it doesn't even provide adequate information on the atmosphere over the state.
Instead of having 3 sites twice a day, we're going to have 17 sites continuously measuring the atmosphere above us. And we like to use the word game changer.
These special stations, called profiling stations, could help meteorologists determine the difference between a snowstorm and an ice storm, for instance. They could also have non-weather related uses, like tracking the movement of toxic chemicals in the event of a terrorist attack or industrial accident. In Rochester, I'm Veronica Volk for WRVO News.
And as part of an ongoing series about the New York Messinet, next time we'll explore how this weather data will be made available to the public.